And I'm just going to say at the top of the tape that I'm Marcia Marnie and I'm with Margaret Prosser.
Okay.
And I can't say the name of your farm. What's the name of the farm?
Crynant. C-R-Y-N-A-N-G. Crynant Farm. And it's Rudry.
Rudry.
Yes.
And
yeah.
It
near
is
Caerphilly.
Near Caerphilly. I thought we were near Caerphilly.
Yes, yeah.
And it is Friday, September the 6th, 2019. So I'm just going to pop that down there. And when we were coming over the hill, I could see, I thought, are we near Caerphilly? I couldn't believe it. I didn't think we were that close.
Yeah, you came up this road here.
Yeah,
and
yeah. So you're looking across there. It's a different perspective because it's gorgeous looking across the levels there, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, it is. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
So
and then when you get on the top there, you can see Clevedon
Pier.
Yeah.
Really? That's amazing.
Mm,
I might have to come back when it's a clearer day.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not so clear today. I suppose we've had a rain this morning and that it makes it more limited more, aren't you? You met Marjorie Neal, have you?
Yes, I've met Marjorie.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Are you related to her?
No, we were great friends of
really?
Farmers' Days.
Oh, crikey.
yes.
Yeah, everyone's, it's so lovely. Everyone, I have to say, Margaret, that everyone I've met have been just adorable and so open and welcoming. It's just such so lovely, making my job so much easier.
Because Marjorie was born down on the moors. She was down.
Yeah.
She was born there.
You know Steph Davis? What's her maiden name? I can't think of her maiden name now. She was born at Lower Newton House, I think. Stephanie. I can't think of her name now. I'll think of it. But I wonder if we can just start off, if you could just tell us when you were born and where you were born.
And I was born at 31 Herbert Avenue, Risca. As I say, my mother was a farmer's daughter, and my father worked in the steelworks, you know. And we moved from there then to Park Place at Risca, and we lived there for quite a few years. And then we moved from there then and took the farm at Langhorse. And that was 1946, 47, that's right. And then I moved back down then to Sluice in 1956 when I married Derwin.
So what was your father's name?
William Benjamin Thomas.
And your mother?
Minnie Harris.
Oh, that's a nice name, Minnie. Mm. So your father worked in the steelworks, you said?
Yes. In Pontymister Steelworks, which is not there at the moment.
Yeah.
That was taken down some years ago.
Was that in Newport?
At Risca.
Ah.
Pontymister Risca.
Yeah.
Mm.
So he wasn't a farmer at all?
No. And then he had his sister, Evelyn Mary Thomas, and she was 44 years in Risca at a radio and an electrical shop. And then his other sister, Auntie Phyllis Thomas, she was a teacher and up in Abercarn. And they lived in, I've got to think of the name of the place now. Oh dear, that's terrible, isn't it? They lived in Woodland Drive in Rogerstone. I don't know whether you know that area, do you?
No,
do you
I
know
don't,
Risca at all?
Not very well
you
at all, no.
No, you go up through Woodland Drive, Rogerstone up to Risca, and then, of course, carry on up the valley then.
So your mother was from a farming background?
Yes, yes.
And where was she from?
New House Farm, Pantaig, near Pontypool.
Okay.
Well, near Wynne it was, really.
So how did she meet your father?
Well, I think my grandparents on my mother's side, father's side, lived in New Inn. And I think Dad used to go back and forth, you know, to see them, and that's how they met, I suppose. It's funny how people do meet, don't they?
So you your know. Father had to learn how to be a farmer then, presumably?
Yes, he was always interested. His cousin used to keep the Mardy Farm, Quirkernu, just below the Quirkernu golf course.
Yes.
And he spent a lot of time there. So that, you know, he really got fed up with the, as the saying is, in the steelworks. So we thought they'd branch out and they had this farm in Langhorse then. And we took that over lock, stock and barrel. We took over the, when they say lock, stock and barrel, we took over the stock and rented the farm there.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Langhorse. And I liked Langhorse very much. We look out for the door and we could see the Penavan.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 1947 was a winter. Oh, terrible.
Was it really?
Oh, shocking, yes. I mean, we had tremendous snow. The milk didn't go from there and to the with the lorry for over a week.
Wow.
Because we were snowed up.
Yeah.
Right to the hedges.
Crikey.
And then there was a camp of Italians at Bulch, and there was another the Germans in Italian German soldiers in Brecon, and they cut through really. Yes,
really?
Yes, it was horrendous. So and then I used to go to school in Brecon then from Langos. Walk up to the hill. I used to hate school. I'd rather be home doing the work there. And yeah, it was well, cycle sometimes, but walk at the times. And I used to really dawdle, you know. And then I'd hear the train coming around from Talga to Brecon and stop at the Langos halt. And I'd try to, but no, I never got. Then I came home. And then my father said, look, you cannot do this, you see. You'll have got to go to school. And I said, well, I don't like school. So I left when I was 15. So that was my story of schooling in Brecon.
Crikey. Yeah. So how old were you when your family moved down here? When I say here, over there.
Oh, to Berry Hill.
Where is Berry Hill?
It's on the main road. Mm. Go through Castleton.
Yeah.
To Newport.
Mm.
And before you get down to where there's a big walk over a bridge.
Yes, yeah.
Well, it's on the right-hand side
You
get there.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Not there now. Is it gone? Is it all gone?
No, the farm is still there. Well, they were pick your own, but they haven't done that for some time now. And there's a bungalow that's built next to it, which the person that took over after my mother and father finished, he was there for some time. Well, I tell you who was there, it was Robert Peel. You know Robert Peel, the assembly's his grandson, but his name is Robert.
Really?
Yes.
Amazing. Mm, mm. So why did your parents move from Langos? Why did they come here?
Well, because it was a bit bigger farm,
mm.
And we liked this area more because my parents, well, my father particularly, more from this area.
Mm.
And as I say, his cousin used to farm the farm down below, so he did quite a lot of, you know, there with them.
And so did your parents move to Sluice Farm, or was that you?
No, I moved to Sluice Farm. Oh. I married from Berry Hill. And married Dilwyn from Sluice Farm.
So how did you meet Dilwyn?
Oh, young farmers. it's quite a matrimonial place to meet. Yes, young farmers lived, which it belonged to.
So was it very active then, young farmers?
Yes, we were, yes. St. Mellon's Young Farmers went under. But I did belong to the Llyn Savannah Young Farmers in Brecon, or Langos, when I was there. And yes, we were quite active, you know. Yes, we used to have some fun, different, go to different shows and so forth, you know. But, yes, it's quite a matrimonial place, the young farmers, I think.
Really?
Yes.
I've heard that so many times, people who've met through young. It must be an informal marriage bureau.
Yes.
Crikey.
Oh, yes, yes. So it's,
So you met Dilwyn, and then he was already living at...
He was born down Sluice.
He was born
Yes, and he's got two sisters. One is Betty, which is 2 years younger, older, and she's living in Gloucester. She's 90 now. And then the other sister lived at, did you see who met Derek?
Yeah.
Well, Derek's mother was a sister to Dilwyn.
Okay.
Doreen.
Yeah.
She died, she wasn't very old. She was with cancer bad. And very sad it was.
Yeah.
And that's why Derek from, so how have we met? How did you come to meet Derek, excuse me, asking?
Derek and Andrew were both through John Southall, who works for the drainage board.
Ah, right.
Yeah, he's a chap that goes round cleaning them and, you know, talking to all the landowners and stuff. So John introduced me to, he said, you've got to speak to Derek and Andrew Prosser.
Oh.
So that's why I'm here now.
Yes,
very grateful to him.
Yeah, well, my Father Prosser, he was on the drainage board. And he used to go to London to different meetings and that, you know.
So that's Dilwyn's father. So what was his full name?
Winfred. Prosser.
Mm. So
And his wife was living at Llansoy. And I don't know how they met. Let me see. I think Dilwyn's father had a housekeeper. And then my mother-in-law, Marjorie, she came down to meet her. And then... they seemed to get friendly, and then they married, you see. Yes, and Llansoy at the side desk.
So what was Sorry, what was his name? Winford?
Winford.
Winford. Yes, so yes. He was on the drainage board,
yes,
was he?
Yes, Anne Dewan was on the drainage board.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm.
So I'm getting confused. So Winford is Dilwyn's father.
That's right,
so
yes.
Winford was on the drainage board. So what can you tell me about Dilwyn's parents and on the farm? And
Dilwyn's dad, Winford, has got a brother. I can show you photographs out there afterwards. Campbell Pross, he was a barrister in law, and he was out in abroad for a long time, Singapore.
Really?
And then he had a sister, which I've got the photograph. The whole family's up there, you can see later in. And then he had a sister that lived in Cardiff Road. Is Mrs. Campbell. And then there was Dilwyn, who was killed in the war, First World War. And that was Winford. I can show you the photograph. It's on the wall, so it's easy for you, to have a look at it on the wall, really. So that was Dilwyn's father's side, you see.
And
they had butcher's shops in Cardiff, Clifton Street.
Yes.
They had a big butchery in there. And that was their business, more or less, you know.
So a butchery shop.
Yes.
Butcher's shop. So when did the farm come into the...
Well, Winford, he wasn't keen on the butchery shop, so he went farming then. And so he took over to Sluice and rented Sluice.
Oh, right.
And then, because of milk. And then there was seven milk round with a milkman and everything. And Dewan used to go occasionally when his father had a meeting up in London, but he wasn't so keen on the milk round. But he used to do it when his father had to go to London for meetings with the drainage board and that, you know.
So why did they have meetings in London?
I don't know, really. It's, and of course they used to have the meetings out at Mega, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's the place. Is it Mega? Yes, Mega, isn't it? They mm-hmm. used to have the...
Oh, Nash.
Nash, rather. That's right, Nash.
Pie Corner.
That's right, Pie Corner.
Yeah.
Yes, Nash. Yes, yeah. Yeah, so...
So was it always a dairy farm then, the Sluice farm?
Yes. We had cows and everything, and sheep. But, and then we moved up here later, and then they moved there, but then they went out to the cows. And so Andrew's only got the sheep at the moment.
So then you met Dilwyn.
Three young farmers.
And so, where did you marry, actually?
And Kirkcurnow Church.
Oh, did
it's
you?
It's a dear little church, yes.
Yeah.
It's a house now, it's been turned into... Yes, Kirkcurnow. You know the main road I said about where this arch goes, and you turn down for Kirkcurnow for the golf course.
Yes.
And it's just before you get to the golf course. Or just after the golf course, sorry.
On the right?
On the left-hand side, you've got a little lane up to the church.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, I don't think I've been to the church.
Oh, I haven't. It's a house now.
Was it a chapel then? More of a chapel?
No, a church. Mm.
Really?
Yeah, Kirkcurnow Church.
Oh, I have to go back that way afterwards. I might go and have a look.
Yes.
I had
yes.
no idea.
And I think there's three or four houses there.
Because
there was a farm next to it, but they've gone into homesteads, you see.
So did you then start your married life at Sue's farm?
Yes.
You
yes.
moved in with your in-laws?
Yes. No, they moved. They built a house. Do you see the house on the side?
Yes.
That they built that.
Oh.
And then we went into the farmhouse and they built that and went into there.
So this would have been, what, the mid-50s?
Yes, 57.
57?
Yes.
So so what was the farm doing then? Was it...
Milk.
Milk.
Milk and milk round.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just fill the bottles, you know, and wash the bottles then in a little shed that was there.
Yeah.
It's, yes, it's, I think I've got a photograph here. Excuse me.
How many cows did you have, Margaret? How many cows did you have?
Well, not like they got today. They got hundreds today, haven't they?
Yeah.
And they made about 125.
Yeah, but still.
Which is quite, you know, big for those days, yeah. I suppose, wasn't it? You know. Yes, I've got a photograph here, I think, of the...
And that wasn't all hand milked, was it?
Pardon?
Was that all milked by hand?
Well, it was years ago, and then they went in with the machines then, you know. This is a photograph of Sluice House. This was before 1963. That's where it was when I used to live there.
Oh, crikey.
There was a milk van by there.
Yeah.
A dairy there where they used to rustle the bottles.
Yeah.
Cows used to go into there.
Yeah.
And then this was the garden. I mean, Anne's got a beautiful garden down there now.
Wow.
And then there was just a shed where we kept chickens.
Yes.
So it all altered, of course, because all this is buildings here now.
This is all changed, isn't it?
Yeah, all definitely.
I mean, it's all built up.
Yes.
It's very raw.
Yes,
then.
Yes, yes, it was.
Crikey.
Mm. And then in this field here, which Father Prospero was him owned, that's where they built the house. You can see Wyvern.
Oh.
You know, they built that there.
Did they build that because Dilwyn was getting married?
Yes, yes, they built that to go in there. And, I was only thinking the other day, I think it was about 90. Oh, I've forgotten the money. How much I was thinking about how much it cost the other day. The bridge cost nearly more to get across the reed to get to the house than the house, I think.
Really?
Yes, it was.
Well, you forget about that, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Across the reed.
That's true. Yes, yes. Mm.
So what were your first impressions when you moved down there and started married life?
Well, I used to go back and forth there before we actually married, you know, and have supper and things with mother-in-law and that. And, yes, well, I liked, liked it very much because we had ground with Berry Hill. We had two fields on the moors, as we call
it. Okay, yeah.
Rented those. And so it wasn't any different for me, really, you know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we used to go to Young Farmers there. We used to go to Young Farmers Club in St. Mellons.
Did you?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And the chapel there used to hold the Young Farmers meetings.
Yeah.
But, yes, so I've enjoyed life.
A farmer's wife. So I've spoken to lots of farmers, and so as a farmer's wife, would you have been aware of and concerned with all the reams and their maintenance and stuff? I mean, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, was there very much a clear, this was what the woman did and this is what the men did, or was it all mixed up?
Well, I think I used to enjoy going out and feeding calves and things and that, you know. And then when born, we used to put him in the pram, put him in the corner of the milking shed, and he'd be sat there, you know, watching the cows coming in and out and watching. And before we had a parlour, that was the milking parlour type of thing, you know, where you could get up and in watching. But I've always been interested outside, because I used to spend quite a bit of time before we went to Langhorst with my grandparents at Newhouse Farm, Pantaig.
Yeah.
You know, just go up there and stay when I was a little tot, you know. Put me on the bus in Newport and my aunt would meet me in the new inn.
How lovely.
Yeah.
So did you ever get involved in the bottling of milk down there?
And I used to help sometimes, and I'd help watch my father. Probably used to, you know, mostly he'd do that. I'd have to come back off the round and then wash the bottles and get them ready then to fill up the next morning. You know, it's I've had a very enjoyable life, really.
That's you can tell that it shows in your face. Oh, it's lovely. Yeah, it does. What about the poultry? Was that an important part of the family?
Yeah, we used to sell eggs on the milk run quite a lot, you know. And then if there was any surplus eggs, then I used to bring them to the husband brothers, who used to have an egg. Centre that they would have eggs, and then they'd take them out on different rounds.
Where were the husband brothers based?
It's Lisvain.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. But that's all different now altogether.
Mm.
You know, places change, don't they?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's interesting. Look at this photograph, because you must have seen enormous change in your lifetime down there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and especially now, more buildings up for stock and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was trying to keep clean, tidy, and all this business. And we used to have a boy living in then, you see.
Did you?
Yes, yes. You know the, excuse me, you know the kitchen?
Mm.
You go in for the back door, don't you? Well, that's the kitchen for every day.
Yeah.
Then there's the kitchen, isn't there?
Yeah.
Then there's the other room.
Mm.
Well, we used to have a boy living in there.
Did you?
Yes, yeah. And he had his bed in there, and there was a stove in the corner. We used to have for the fire, and he had an armchair.
Yeah.
He always ate with us.
Yeah.
And, yes, so we always had a boy living in.
And who was he? Was it a series of people? Or?
Well, yes, different way. We had a few from St. Bride's that didn't live in. They came back and forth, which is, you know, from Cocoonia. But a couple of state have actually lived in there, you know, with us, and they'd eat with us and all this business, you know. That, I mean, he had a television, well, had a television, a wireless and all that, but he did have a television towards the end. And, yes, we always had a boy living in.
I suppose the farm could support that. Well, it'd be difficult to do that today, wouldn't it?
Well, I suppose, yes. It's different. It's a different idea today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Different world today, really. It's changed a lot, really, with farming, doesn't it?
Well, did you have sheep then?
Yes, we used to have some sheep, yeah. Pet lambs and something, you know, feed those. And yes, we had, I can't remember how many sheep. We didn't have so many sheep as well now, naturally, because we had the dairy in as well, you see. Yes, so yes, I've enjoyed my life up until now.
So Aunt used to go up onto the sea wall and bring the sheep in on ponies.
Yes.
Did you ever get involved with that?
No, not really, no. Yes, we put sheep over on the sea wall. And then my Doreen, Derek's father, Philip, would come over. And he'd have this horse and a little trap thing, you know, and they'd sit in there, and then they'd go up then to get onto the bus and to bring the sheep up and all this business, you know. And then one day, I don't know what happened, but anyhow, the pony started kicking the bottom of the bus in, and of course got out of the shafts and left these four or five of us, and the bus went backwards. Well, it was so funny.
What, backwards down the slope?
Yeah, well, it went back.
Oh,
you know,
I see, because the horse had gone.
The shafts hanging up.
Were they okay?
Well, they were all right, and the dog jumped out a bit quick, and the dog was in as well. Oh dear, yeah, they used to come over every Sunday and go down and see the sheep and so, you know, sort those out and bring them up for us.
Because if the sheep used to graze on the other side of...
Yes. So, until, like, the tide used to come in so far, you know. But they hired the... I think they hired the bank then. Yes, they did hire it, because, of course, the sea was getting in higher, wasn't it, you know?
Because you're very close to the seawall there, aren't you?
Oh, yes, it's only the field, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Field across.
Did you ever experience the water coming over?
You see it sometimes if it was very rough, just splashing up a bit, you know. But, I never had the thought in mind of thinking, oh, gosh, I hope it doesn't come over. Never thought of that.
No.
So I suppose it does. It has, it has in some places over the years, isn't it, you see?
Did you ever use the shore where the sheep graze? Is it like a picnic spot when you had children were little?
Yeah, we used to go over there, and Have you been over? You've been over there, of course. But I haven't been over there for years, really, so I don't know what it's like. But we used to have little of water coming in where there's been bits of ditches.
Yeah, like, you know, rivulets.
Yes. Yes, we used to go over there with our neighbours, Eddins' next farm, Sluice Farm, that would be, and the one just on the side of the road. And, we'd go over there for picnics, and, we used to have now and again, have a good time.
Was there a real sense of community there then?
Down the village... Yeah, you mean the village itself?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, because those opposite the hall, those are all built, you see. Because when I went down there first, there was no houses there then, you know, so they've been built. And as the back of the hall is a little cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
That the council houses that further over, they were there when I went down. And different houses have been built around there, you know. Yes. Oh, it's a nice little bit. I'm quite upset, really, because WI have been a member for 62 years down there.
Have you?
Yes. And I used to take my mother-in-law, because she didn't drive. Dearie's mother didn't drive. So when then, after lunch, we go down on the second Tuesday of the month. I used to pick her up, and we go down, because she was president at that time. And there was the old black stoves. I don't know if you've seen the old round black stoves. We used to light that.
In the village hall?
In the village hall. And then put the chairs and tables up. And then go back then, and I'd pick it up then after tea then to go to WI. And yes, we did that for years. And then I used to have the milk van then. I had the milk van for a couple of oh, for about a week or more in the afternoons, to go to a place in Bremley to get a sanding machine and put in the back of the income, and then we do the floor, you know, sand the, get the floor all nice and muslin, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we've had some good times down there. Really good.
So somebody was telling me that St Bride's WI used to have a canning machine.
Yes.
Do you know about that?
Yes, yes. And Mother Prosser had it. Now, where it is, I don't know. Yes, because we used to put fruit into our own canning.
Yes.
I wonder where it is. I've forgotten about that. I wonder where that is now. Yeah, now I wonder where that is. You've got me thinking now. I'd be trying to explore where it is.
So would the WI rent it out, or would they take it out to people and say, do the canning for people?
I can't say that. I mean, I know we used to borrow it and do our own. Or at least Mother Prosser did more than I did, but I'd give a hand, you know. But that's interesting how you brought up that canning machine.
That's going to bother you now.
I'd be worried about that.
It'd be lovely if it's still around somewhere.
Yes. Yes, it would, wouldn't it?
And it's still going, the St Bride's WI?
St Bride's? No, it's folded up a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's
yes,
a shame.
Yes. And so a lot of the people from there now come to Peterstone. And this is why I'm rather upset that Peterstone is talking about folding up.
Oh.
I mean, the secretary, she's moving away down to Swansea. Well, that's fair enough. The president, she did say that she'd do it for another 2 years. Well, the 2 years has come up now. And no one else wants to take the responsibility.
That's such a shame.
It is a shame. It is a shame.
And it's been going how long?
Well, I've been down there 62 years.
That's phenomenal, Margaret.
And it was on a long time before that.
Oh.
Yeah, so sad, really.
How many members have you got down there?
Yeah, there's from St Bride's area, around Asda, where people live, I expect there's 14 people come from that area. And it seems such a shame that, no one will take it on.
After all that time?
Yeah, it is. Because I was president for about 7 years after Mother Prosser had given it up, I don't know how long she was. But, it's quite sad. I was quite upset about it, really. But I'm hoping that I might join Kevin Mabley, Michael Stoneman, which is nearer.
Yeah.
But the distance didn't make any difference to me. I used to go
it's the longevity, though,
winds,
isn't it? To be...
Winds and weather.
Yeah.
Pick up a couple of ladies from Marshfield on the way down. You know.
Oh, how sweet.
Yes, you just enjoy it. That's how it goes, isn't it?
So you said Mother Prosser used to can fruit.
Yes.
Where did her fruit come from?
Oh, well, we had plum trees. You know, we had plum trees in the... we had a couple of trees around here.
Yeah.
Plum trees and things. That was our garden then.
Yeah.
You know, and then we'd have beans and stuff like that. And, you know, it was... But, I've forgotten about that canning machine.
So what was the process then? So you'd pick the fruit and then wash it?
Yes. And then make a syrup.
Yeah.
And then put it in the tins. And then with the machine, you'd seal it all. And that would be a tin fruit.
Gosh, and that would last all the winter?
Well, yes, if you know, you make as much as you can, you know, or we could. And, yes, gosh, I'm glad you thought about the canning machine. You've got me worried now.
Well, it's come up a few times, you see, so I thought, how curious.
Yes.
I've never heard of a canning machine
yes.
before.
Mm.
And that St Bride's WI had a canning machine. It just sounds really resourceful to me.
Yes, that's right. Yes, yes. I wonder where that is now.
Did the WI, because in the past the WI has been absolutely fantastic at recording local people and their memories. Did the St Bride's WI ever do anything like that?
No, they folded up, as I said, and a couple of them came from there then, which are a few more now, because the president it is now, she lives in one of the houses by Asda's, and of course a couple of her friends have come as well. But as I say, I was quite upset last week when I knew that it was going to fold up.
Oh, that is upsetting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But there we are. If people are not interested, you can't force people to be.
You can't.
You can try and encourage.
Yeah.
But Yeah, so...
So as a young woman, a young wife, was it part of one's social life, the WI?
It was, really. Hmm. Yes, yes. I went up to London for the 2 AGMs. Excuse me.
WI was something that you did as a young wife, and it's something you've continued to do for a long time.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, I enjoyed WI. I went to London to the AGM on 2 occasions, which is up at the Albert Hall, and that was very interesting, where they'd come from all over the country there, and, you know, that's gone back a bit.
But, you know, what struck me about, you know, down on the moors there, that it's quite a different landscape, isn't it? It's flat.
Oh, yes.
All the watercourses.
Yes.
Was that a challenge in some way?
I don't know whether you have found, because there's people living in the church now, the church was, and on about, five foot or nothing. Mm. it's up about, I should know, the great flood was.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yeah. And the bank, you can see the bank now in one of the fields of one of the farms up as you go down the road a bit.
Yeah.
It's, yes, I think I'm right in saying that the water more or less came up nearly up to Castleton.
Yeah, it was, because it goes down, doesn't it, apparently?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very low, very low.
Did you ever experience flooding there?
No, no. The drains would fill up quite a way, you know, but no, we never had any flooding as such, no.
What was it like having young children around those things, though? Was it ever a worry?
Yes. Now, the neighbours further on the next farm down to, was a farm then, they lost a child that drowned in the water.
Oh, really?
And also in St Bride's, the child drowned in St Bride's in the reed.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. Mm. But if you're born down there, you get used to it. I know the one further on down the road, was from London, came down to see the sister, came down and brought the little one, of course, went down the steps and down in the ravine there, you know, which is very sad,
gosh,
very sad.
That's so sad, isn't it?
Terrible, terrible. Yes, but...
When you first went to Sluice Farm, was there electricity and stuff?
Yes,
yes, you
yes,
had all that.
Yes, mm. yes, yes. Because when I lived in Langhorst, we had no electric.
No,
I got the Aladdin lamp there, the hanging Aladdin lamp.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of table lamp that's in there that's with oil. And we didn't have any hot water or cold water or anything like that.
You talked about the winter of 47. What was the winter of 62, 63 like?
I was down here then, of course.
Oh,
it was bad, yes.
Oh,
yes, it was bad
right.
then.
Yeah.
I had to go up to, even used to go to, up to Castleton with the tractor. To have the lorry to come down, to, you know, to bring it down.
Really?
And then in the evenings, then a couple of the locals, the youngsters, he'd take them down the 6 bells on a big board, drag it down the road, you know. Oh yes, we had quite a lot of snow. Yes, yes, yes. But we had more when we landed. I can remember seeing on Penavan, down one of the crevices in June. There was still snow.
Really? Mm.
I can see that now.
Mm. Went on and on and on.
Yeah,
didn't
it did. It did.
Did
yeah.
anyone ever go skating on the Reens or anything like that?
On the lake. Langhorst Lake they used to go, but
yeah.
I mean, it was frozen over and a motorbike went across, and that's never known before.
Really?
It went across the other side.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
they
reckon they did. But yes, I should say, but mine it did freeze, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's just. And we used to go and a crowd of us where we lived in Angles, we used to take one of these little boats. We used to go down to the other side of Langhorst, is Llangasty.
Mm.
And I don't know, you've been to Langhorst, have you?
Mm.
And if you look across there, there's a little hall, about 3 fields from the end of the river, and Llangasty Hall. And we used to go across there to dances. And we'd take one of these boats, you know, and we'd row across there.
Did you really?
Yeah. And,
it's quite some distance.
Yeah, it was really,
yeah.
But when you're young, you don't notice distance, do you? I wouldn't do it now.
No.
And we used to tether it there and walk up these 2 fields, go to the dance, come back, then and roll back.
My goodness. Imagine if my daughter was doing that, I'd be You know,
yeah,
it's good our parents don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, it's what we used to do then years ago when we were young.
Do you remember did you ever help with haymaking as a young farmer's wife?
Well, yes, drive the tractor perhaps and that, you know, the baling.
Oh,
and
right.
Of course, we had a photograph, I don't know, I might have got a photograph here, where we just kind of, excuse me a minute.
Oh, what's this prize here then, Margaret?
Well, this is when I was first lady chairman of Simena's show.
No, that was a big show, someone said to me.
Oh, yes. St. Oh, Menon's. It was lovely. Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, fair play, it was. I used to look forward to Simena's show.
So is it a very strong farming community? Is it a very close-knit farming community?
Yes, I think. Yeah, I think so. Mm. Yes, yes. Mm. You know, we do a lot of things together. We had two donkeys. And I had this donkey down sluice, and then we put her in foal, and we've never seen such a sweet thing when this little one came. I think the whole village came down to see her.
Really?
Oh, just the deal thing.
Someone told me that farmers kept donkeys because they were good luck.
Well, yes, they do. A lot of people have had donkeys with cattle.
Hmm.
Hmm. Hmm.
Well, I've never heard that before.
Yes, yes. I don't know whether it's... Oh, there's the... I spent it this hand, little one. Time goes.
Wow.
This is 1955. I sold my sheep and I bought a little sports car.
Is that you?
Yeah. No, that's not me. That's my mother and my aunt, but that's a little car I bought.
You bought it?
Yeah, I sold the sheep and I bought the little car.
Oh, I think that's so impressive. That must have been very unusual for a young woman then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we used to have some fun. We used to go following the hounds. On the top there. And, and then one day, walking back to the car, and here comes the local policeman with a steering wheel in his hand. He took the steering wheel off.
Why?
I went to Blackpool in that and back.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Me, what sort of car is it?
It was a built-up Le Mans, the Singer. And it's a Singer engine.
I am so impressed with you. Oh my goodness. And then so you follow the hounds down on the moors?
Yes, yeah.
Really, Derek was telling me about that.
Yes, yes, the Striga hunt.
Oh, so where would you go? Well,
and the Striga hunt was based then in... Baselick.
Yeah.
But it's all been built on now.
Yeah.
Mm. So they've gone up to Getley Gear.
Yes.
The hounds up there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we use them if we have dead stock or something.
Yeah.
We pay so much a year.
Yeah.
For them to pick it up, to take it up to the what's the name, you know.
But then you would follow them in your car,
yeah,
would you?
Yeah.
And who would you do that
and
with?
And that's on top of Penelan. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know Penelan?
Yeah.
Up there, we'd be up there. And
that's like an orchard there.
Yes, yes, we used to have trees.
Hmm. So did you get apples off those as well?
Yes, apples and pears.
Did you ever make cider from them?
No, but we used to can them.
Can them? Gosh, that's lovely. So where was the orchard then?
This was my...
So where was the orchard here?
There, at the back.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Okay.
And this was my garden over by here.
Did you ever have horses on your farm?
No, not just the two donkeys. Mm. Oh, we did. Oh, gosh, that's me when I was. Oh, I shouldn't be showing you. This is 1951.
Oh, please do.
I represented Langos in Breconshire.
Really? So when it was haymaking, would you have had to make all the lunches for everyone coming in who was helping with the haymaking?
Yeah, usually in the evening I'd cook ham, potatoes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, they come in at supper time.
Yeah.
Not so much in the daytime. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'd have something to eat, sandwiches or something. But I used to cook dinner in the evening, you know, for them to come in. Yeah, and they come back. Oh, yeah, we have a lovely life, really. And that was me.
So did you ever, you're probably then too young to have ever... thatched hay ricks then and stuff.
I've seen them then.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I was at my grandparents, they used to do it there.
Mm.
But of course, we've always had the barns and of course the bales now. But we used to do small bales.
Yeah.
I think there's a certain amount of small bales now, if I remember rightly.
Mm.
Because it's the round ones now, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
You know, the big round ones. So times have altered.
So was there something I've been meaning to ask, and I've forgotten to ask everybody else, but was there, excuse me, any food or meals. So, for example, my parents are Irish, and it's a traditional meal we would have would be boiled ham, parsley sauce, and something called chump, which was potatoes and onions and cabbage.
Yes, yeah.
Is there anything on the moors that was traditional like that? Any particular dishes? Or
I used to always boil ham.
Yeah.
You know, I like boiled ham. It's nice, and potatoes and stuff like that. No, I suppose. I think it's a thing that's a farmhouse meal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boiled ham, potatoes, peas, parsley sauce.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing, isn't it?
So you would always be in the kitchen providing food for people working on the farm?
Yes. And yes, I used to go out and feed the chicken and things. I used to see the poultry, you know, feed the poultry and all like that. Mm. But yes, and they come in then about 10, 11 o'clock, and then they sit down into supper, and then they go about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. And
wow.
Yes, yeah. Well, I used to enjoy the haymaking. You know, the harvest time used to be lovely.
Really? Well, why did you like it? Because it was just a...
Well, meeting, they used to come in and have it, and then, you know, we'd go hauling the bales and all this business, you know, the loose hay years ago.
Yeah.
I thought I had a photograph here of, I haven't got one.
Do you remember any of the people who used to work for the drainage board that used to come round and clear the reams and stuff?
Oh dear, what was his name? I can see him now.
Oh really?
Oh, it'll come to me in a moment. Yes, he was just slashing over the long-handled hook.
Oh, do you remember
down
that?
Down the Broadway.
Yeah.
Down the Broadway particularly.
Mm.
Well, the one that's died now back a couple of months ago. I can't think of the other gentleman. I can see him now doing this, you know. Well, he's silly, isn't he?
It'll come to you. And so Dilwyn was on the drainage board?
Yeah, Dilwyn was on the drainage board, and his father was before him.
Yeah. So what did that mean? Did it mean just, you know, was it an important role?
Well, I suppose it controlled the reams and everything, really, wasn't it? The drainage board, more or less, you know, was to see that they were cut and the reeds were cut and everything from off the sides. And I suppose control the gates.
Yes.
It opened out opposite the bottom of the Broadway.
Yes.
The gates are automatic. It's all automatic now, you see.
Yeah,
years ago, it used to have to be done more or less by hands.
Yeah.
You know. So the moors are very interested, really.
Mm.
Very interesting, aren't they, in different things?
I think so. I think it's fascinating, actually.
Yes.
It's so different. What about fish? Did you ever get eels in the reen or?
Oh yes, down the bottom of the dry out sluice, you know.
Yeah.
Used to have eels out of there.
Did you?
Yes.
What, you used to cook them?
Oh yes, I used to love an eel.
Really? So how did you catch them and cook them?
Oh, you catch them, you know, you catch them with a rod.
Yeah.
And put something on the end of it, you know, and catch them like that. And you put them in the bucket then.
Yeah.
So, as, you know, they'd have fresh water or something, and then you'd kill them and eat them.
He wouldn't.
Oh, no.
But you would keep in the fresh bucket for a few days, fresh of water?
Oh, yes, change the water for a day or two so as they get the earthy stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd be eating earth.
So you would do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you would skin it?
Skin it and then cook it. Fry it in the frying pan, chop it up in bits.
Really? Mm,
but they're very keen. I mean, I enjoy anything.
Yeah.
Or everything, put it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not fussy with my food, I enjoy a lot.
That's a good free source of food, though.
Yeah, it is, yes.
Mm. What about Elvis? Was that something anyone ever had down there?
No.
No.
I don't think so. Mm. No. Down the bottom end of the drive of bus, and they'd be you have them down there. I need to get them up through the you know, up the fields. You'd get them in the bus.
Did you? Really?
Yes, yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah. Oh yes, it's It's fascinating really, isn't it, when you think back what you've seen and done.
What about church? Did your family ever go to church, you know, when you were down living on...
Yes, I used to go to St. Peter's Church, which is the big church in the village.
Yeah.
But of course that closed.
Mm.
And it's a house now, person.
Is that something the whole family would go to?
Yes, Sunday morning we used to try and go to church, or a Sunday evening.
Mm.
I mean, Father Prosser was a church warden there.
Was he?
His father.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yes, he was a big churchman.
Was he?
Yes, yes. And Mother used to go, Mother Prosser used to go.
Yeah.
And they were occasionally, and they were married in Peterstone Church. But of course, it closed then, a little while after. And it's a house now, people's got it as a house.
Yeah.
They were living in there, I don't know, unfortunately, the gentleman died now, only last year. His wife and the child are still there, but apparently they were. I've never been in there since, naturally, but they were living in pods.
Were they?
It's a big church, man. It's huge, high,
crikey,
tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
Tremendous height.
Mm. Yeah.
Been up the top of the tower. Lovely view from there.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Would the congregation have been very big?
Well, yes, it varied then. You know, it's like Marshfield is a bigger church, or they do get more congregation there, because I suppose it's in a bigger village, isn't it? And that's a nice church too, St. Mary's Church. I've got Dewin's, I've got a rose tree down there for Dewin, but I've also got a casket up in the field up here.
Have you?
Of his ashes, yes. And
do you remember any characters that stand out for you, or that you remember?
Well, before the buildings that are over the other side of the road now, there were buildings, but not like they are now. And there used to be an old fellow living in there.
Yeah.
And Dennis, his name was. And he used to wear a long, long coat. He lived in there, and there was a grate in the corner where you'd have a bit of a fireplace if you wanted it. And Dennis, and he'd walk from there then into town, or Rumney.
Yeah.
I walked back. I can see him now, it was ages ago.
Yeah.
But he had this long, long black coat. And then there was another one down at the farm down at St. Bride's. And his name was, he was another character. I'm trying to think of his name. He lived in a barn.
Well, kind of like, I don't like to use the word tramp, but kind of like a... Just somebody who used...
Well, they were a kind of a tramp type person, you know.
Yeah.
Billy Mitch, that was down there. That's right. And Dennis used to be in this one that in our barn over there. They're no trouble. I mean, you know, they're... actually, I think Father Prosser went over there one day and he died in the Muslim, so...
Really?
Had to get the police and all. That was a bit of a...
Yeah.
Awesome, you know. But, no, there were characters about then, weren't there?
Yeah.
Years ago, like that. I can see them. I can place them now. And it's going back a little while. Yes, Dennis and Billy Mitch used to call him. And he'd always... and if they reckon that if the aeroplanes were coming over during the war, because that was when he was there during the war, he turned his pipe upside down in case he's...
isn't that lovely?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that
it's comical when you think of it, isn't it? Because they might see his pipe.
Oh, and he was just...
Oh, dear, it's really funny. Yeah.
Someone was telling me now, where was it now? I can't remember. Oh, something about that. Was it St. Bride's or was it somewhere else now? I might be wrong. That on the Sunday the pubs used to be closed in Wales. This is when the border was different, so people used to flood over to here to use the pubs on the Sunday, is that right? Maybe I've got that wrong.
No, they used to... there was a law, wasn't there, where the pubs used to close on a Sunday, a lot of places.
Mm.
But I can't remember where that... you know, it was... with ours.
I might have got that wrong, actually.
I mean, I feel very sad, really. The Six Bells is closed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and there was two cottages at the side of that.
Yeah.
And,
was it a popular pub?
Oh, yes. Oh, we've had a lot of lovely times down there.
Have you?
Especially Christmas time.
Yeah.
You know, we'd go down there and somebody would be playing the organ and we'd have a good old sing-song and yeah. that, you know.
Yeah.
And, I think I got a photograph. I'm boring you with these
photographs. You are not. I love photographs, Margaret. I really do love photographs.
This is the Six Bells with all the horses.
No, that's interesting. I think I might have seen that photograph before.
Have you, maybe?
No, I think...
He was the master.
So what hunt... Which pack is this?
This would be the... Tredegar.
Tredegar.
Tredegar hunt, yes.
And this is the one you used to follow in your sports car?
Yeah. Yes, that's right, yes.
Oh, and who's Another this? And do you know where this is taken?
No, I'm not certain of that. Oh. And see, there was two cottages at the side of the Six Bells.
Oh, yes, yes.
And this is... Ken Philp? Last year.
Because it looks like it's been closed for years, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, yes. It looks a bit of a mess,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yes,
it's a shame because we had a lot of fun down there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did I just thinking about the St. Mellon's show.
Yes.
I mean...
folded now.
That's folded.
Oh, yeah.
But I understand that was a huge event in its time.
Yes, yes, it was very good. We had tremendous times with the show. We used to be on the... First of all, St. Mellon's show used to be at Rimney, on the top of Rimney Hill. And then it came then to, what's there now? Oh, down on the bottom, Cudcurnow. Bakers used to have the farm. I can't think of the name. Oh, that's silly, isn't it? You know, when you go down now towards Newport?
Yes.
All these buildings on the right-hand side and this left-hand
side. Like a radiator plant and...
That's right, yes.
Stuff room.
We used to have the show there.
Did you?
Then we came then to Kevin Mabley here down the bottom of this lane where you came over the bridge by the farm park.
Yeah.
We used to have it there.
Oh, really?
Yes, in the big field there.
Yeah.
And, and then we went then to Tredegar House.
Yeah.
But it was never the same. Not really. You know, it was to get, I don't know why it was, because it was a nice site, but we didn't get the agricultural side of things.
Yeah, changed.
It changed altogether. Yeah.
So where it was used to be by Cudcurnow, what was it, so where that area is now, it's completely developed, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Was it just farmland then?
It was farmland,
Hard to imagine.
It is,
so before the motorway... And everything, it was...
Yes, well, of course, they're talking about putting another road up, aren't they, onto the motorway.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's going to happen, I don't know.
But it was just farmland.
Yes. Bakers used to live there.
Mm. And it was where all the local farmers would go along there, would they, to show their livestock?
And yes,
it was
yes.
a proper agricultural show.
Oh, yes, it was, definitely. Everything was there.
Yeah.
Yes. And now the local show now is Macken Show.
Okay.
And that's what I was on the first Saturday of July.
Yeah.
And that's a nice little show.
Yeah.
And that's as big as what St. Mellon's was, you know.
Mm.
But, oh yes, we've had a lot of fun at the shows. Yeah, lovely. But there are things altered, aren't there, over the years?
Yeah, they do.
You know.
I was just going to ask you about the Lighthouse Pub. Is that something that locals would have ever used? Was that something people from out of town would use?
Have you been down to the Lighthouse Pub?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very pleasant. And a lot of people used to walk on the bank, you know, across the bank.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, would people walk along from the Cardiff along here?
Yes, sort of from Remedy, perhaps, you know, walk.
Yeah.
And then see them go back and that,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very pleasant on there when it's a nice day.
Yeah, it is. It's
you
nice.
Know, it's, you're up and you can see both sides.
Yeah. I'm sure was telling me that, that people used to stay in almost like a chalet, shack, by the sea wall. Is that right?
At St. Bride's.
At St. Bride's?
Yes.
Or was it?
They've got caravans there now.
I don't think he meant the caravan, that people would rent out, would come out for the weekend and maybe he did mean the caravan, actually. I didn't think he did mean that. Maybe I got that wrong. But he said people would come out for the day on their bikes and...
Oh, a lot of people used to recite loud to St. Bride's.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Mm, mm. Yes. And of course, they'd have these little tent things, wouldn't they?
Oh, so, really?
You know, yes, yes. You'll see those down there.
What, like people would camp?
Yes, yes. You'd sleep in there and then,
really?
You know.
Really?
Mm, mm.
What, along by the wall? Or?
Not so much the wall, but before they put the caravan sites, because there's a fair big caravan site at St. Bride's,
yeah.
apparently, which
yeah.
I haven't been there for years. Excuse me. And they used to have these little tent things, you know, you see it on the television, don't they?
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, it's, yes. Times have changed, haven't they?
Yeah, they
you
have.
Know?
They yeah. have. There's one thing I have to ask you about, because I was asking about it, because part of what I'm doing is talking to people who live along the moors, but that includes people from the gypsy community.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any gypsies coming through? And
well, when we had ground in, we rented ground on the corner down in Simbra, as in, well, where the gypsy caravan is,
yeah.
site is now.
Mm.
There used to be the old, she was an old gypsy in the proper old.
Yeah.
And they were there for years on the corner of our field, and we used to have to just pass them, you know, to go into the field.
Yeah.
And they give no trouble at all. But these are not gypsies, are they?
Mm.
Not being unkind, they're
no,
travellers.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, they got horses tethered. And, oh, well, a friend of mine, she saw this little tiny pony one day, and she thought the poor little thing in the weeds. She came home and took some hay down to give it on the
oh.
road. You know, it's sad. No, these are travellers more, I think. You know, it's they're not the proper gypsy,
mm.
I don't think. There we are. That's life, I suppose, isn't it?
It is, I suppose.
And there's so many of them now, isn't there?
So do you know, you go towards Cardiff and Rumney from where lives now.
Yes.
I mean, again, when you first arrived, was that just agricultural land?
Oh, yes, all just fields.
It's hard for me to imagine.
Yeah, yes, yes. Mm. Yes, and of course there's the KLG, which is a big firm opposite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Motor things. But, yes, it was all, it's most unfortunate. I mean, there's a little house there as you go down towards the caravan site on the right-hand side. He was the coalman, Mr. Sadler. And I look at it now and I think to myself, oh, if he came back and saw us. Yeah, he'd be very, very upset about it, you know. Yeah.
He was the coal man.
Yes.
So he delivered coal?
He delivered coal, yes. Yeah, the bags of coal. Yes. Mr. Sadler. His son is still alive, and he lives in Rumney.
Oh.
I haven't seen him for some time, actually. But as the house was, it was immaculate, you know. But as it is now, the slates are gone, and it's a
oh.
mess. He'd break his heart.
Do you remember a nurse? I'm sure it was Nurse Cox. She was the midwife.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, now, she lived on the top of Penderland, didn't she? That's right. Well, there were two cottages there, and I'm very friendly with Betty Stevens, her name is now. She was Betty Bridge. Lived in there, one of those, and her brother. And of course, are they gone? Was that? Yes, Nurse Cox. And there was another nurse who lived up there too, because Nurse Cox moved down to Castleton.
Yes.
On the left-hand side, as you go down off the main road.
Mm.
Oh, yes, she used to go around delivering the babies and
yeah.
all.
Did she deliver Andrew and your daughter?
No, I went into Glossop.
Oh, did you?
Yes, yes, I went into Glossop test.
Yeah.
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 I just stayed in with both of them, actually. But, yes... You're bringing back memories for me as well.
Oh, well, I met her.
Well, I suppose we got hedgerows here, whereas down there there's the greens.
Ah.
You know?
Yeah.
But not really, I suppose. No. No, the grass is the same. It's green.
Yeah. And you drove a tractor from early on?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I drove when we moved from Langhorst down to Berry Hill and Ferguson 25. Excuse me. I did three journeys from Langhorst down to Berry Hill and took me 4.5 hours.
Really?
With the trailer behind with implements and stuff. Brought them down to Berry Hill Farm. And And then when I was going back, do you know the way? Do you know Pontypool area, Reg?
You know, I've been to Pontymoel recently.
Pontymoel?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Well, when you go, it wasn't the new road then, because we wouldn't have been able to go on the new road anyway.
Yeah.
Now, we wouldn't be able to go on the motorway, you know, where the tracks are.
Yeah.
The same then. I used to go down past the Horse and Jockey on the bottom, and I used to go down the hill and knock it out of gear and go down that hill like the clappers. And I often think, well, what if something came across the road? I wouldn't have a chance.
Oh, my goodness.
You do things when you're young, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did three journeys that. I brought the plough up and I brought a big trailer up with implements on. And, yes, it took me 4.5 hours.
And were you the only child?
Yes.
Ah.
I haven't even got a cousin.
Really?
No, because my two aunts didn't marry. My one aunt did marry, but she didn't have a family. And then my uncle, he married,